Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
All right, y'all know what it is. This is Hip Hop National Radio, and tonight we're getting ready to dive into another hot topic. Tonight, we're talking about making music for commercial value versus making music for your block. But before we get into the topic, let's go ahead and cover the show as we always do right here on Hip Hop National. Lord, thank you for this awesome day to allow us to come together once again as a community to talk about another interesting topic. So we ask that you bless every ear and every mind that is tuned in, locked and loaded to the program. Let them not forget that it was you who have given us the gift that we use it wisely and choose their steps wisely as we go into our future. We ask that you bless them in Jesus' name as we pray. Amen. All right, guys. Tonight we're talking about making music for commercial value versus making music for your block. It's one of those thoughts what you say to yourself. What do they mean? Well, as far as commercial value is where it's just like real estate. The more you have and you put it out there, more the income that you're able to collect from it. When you make music for your block, you kind of put it in a box, and it doesn't carry its value. It doesn't carry its weight as fast as it could in growth for your pocket, because you got to think commercial value is just stuff like what you can hear in venues such as, major venues like Starbucks and your elevators and your supermarkets, your TV. Whereas when you make it for your block, you kind of narrow it down to the friends and the people and the choices that you can make. And then not to mention you might get it through some regional airplay and get it out there a little bit, but be honest with you, if the words are not focused correctly, you kind of narrowing your playing field. Tonight, that's what we'll be talking about. We got Charlie V on deck with us tonight. Charlie V, welcome to Hip Hop Nation.
Hey, what's going on, Al Poetic?
What's happening, brother?
Oh, it's a blessing, man. Blessing to be back on the air with you, man. Like I told you, I moved out here to Southern California, man, to get my production on with my product and my Baby Isaac crew. And now we're doing some things, man. I'm glad to be on with you, man, today.
All right, man. Hey, Charlie. What's your,
yes, sir.
I know you've done some exciting things, and you're still doing it. Now,
yeah.
what's your take on tonight's topic and why one over the other as far as the way your direction would be? You got the floor.
Well, with making music for the commercial market versus making music for just to be making music push yourself or your artist or whatever. I think the difference is that, a commercial, for one, is going to go so much farther because your commercial is actually branding not you as an artist, but the commercial is branding another brand or a company that's going to, now you have, it's almost kind of like double dipping. You got a style that somebody would like to use in their commercial brand. They're naturally gonna promote and push their brand, and at the same time, your artistry is going to get displayed and come out in that particular brand. So, I mean, I think it's way, way more. And plus, you know, there's a lot more money in on that side, I believe, you know, for the independent artist, you know, because, you know, there's like the biggest thing I think, and you know, this is just my opinion, is that now instead of you pushing by yourself, now you have several other people who are wanting to see that particular brand become successful. So in turn, it makes you successful as well, especially if you do a good commercial product.
And we got Raw Dog. Raw Dog, I know you're off in the cut. You said, man, I got to get in here. Got to get in. Raw Dog.
Well, hey, Charlie V, this is Raw Dog.
Hey. Wasn't it you that said, don't get it wrong, promote, in that order?
Yeah, and don't get it out of order.
Yeah, okay. Well, if you're doing something for commercial, aren't they going to do exactly what you said they're going to do that you need to do
exactly.
As an artist is promote? You know,
exactly.
Somebody else's money.
Come on now. Hey, Raw Dog, we call it OPM. OPM, other people's money.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Or in the
old school,
we call it pimping. Because guess what? Ooh-wee. You can ride
Ooh-wee.
Hard on somebody else's money.
Ooh-wee. There it is. That's right.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
But let's keep it on the framework of young folks understanding the promotional game, and you know, and understanding that it does take money to get out to the public. Now, everybody, hold on a second. I'm gonna bring in another line here. I've got caller 925-497. I see you raised your hand. Who are we talking to here?
Yeah, you talking to Deuce Parade of the MG Boys. Is we on the line with Bounce Back Vaughn?
Repeat yourself.
My name is Deuce Pariah of the MG Boys from the Bay Area.
Okay.
Deuce,
and
Deuce
you
Pariah.
Raised your hand. What input would you like to put in on this subject?
Well, honestly, I didn't hear. You know, today
music.
I had a radio interview with Bounce Back Vaughn, so I was calling in to check in with the people.
You called into the wrong show, man. You better get
no,
get on,
you're on the
and
right
get
show.
To the, no, no. Well, he's got an interview right now.
We can interview.
He's got an interview,
like
so
that.
I don't want him to miss that. I don't want him to miss that interview. If you got an interview, man, I'm telling you, call into Hip Hop National. Love to have you in on tonight's topic, but it would be unfair to you if you don't get to that interview. Now, when you're finished, call back into the show, and we can talk about tonight's topic, which we're talking about making music for commercial value versus making music for your block. Love to have your own, but I don't want to waste your – I don't want you to miss that interview. Okay,
off top, man. I appreciate the love.
Yeah, man, that's
right.
How it's supposed to be, sir. Okay? Nice talking with you.
All right, bless
anyway,
you, Kent.
All right.
God bless you,
call
man.
Back in, though. Don't forget the show. Anyway, guys, don't get me wrong. If it's about promote, we got to make sure your man promote. And get showing him the love, whatever he has to spread. I love to keep him here. But reality, he got a date. He got to miss it, and he can't miss it. He just called him to the wrong piece of program. Anyway, back to the topic. When we're talking about, let's say, when, what's your take, Charlie V, on making music for your block? When I say that statement, what does it mean to you? What could do you visualize making music for your block?
Making music for your block, I mean, you know, from where looking at my perspective, I think making music for your block is it kind of keeps you pretty local, you know. It kind of keeps you, you know, kind of in tune to that one particular area or you know your local or your market, you know. But versus making music for an international market, you know, making music for your international market, it actually takes a little bit more research or, you know, finding out what other people are doing in other communities. You know, in Houston, we have a lot of times, you know, brothers get caught up in doing the same type of music, screw and this, that, and the other. And it tends to not go as far as an artist who may have a more of a universal appeal. So that's what I think making music for your block is, you know, kind of limit yourself and limit you to a local market.
Okay. I'm glad to hear your take. And then I'm going to ask you a question on top of that. But, Rondo, before I do that, I want to go to you and ask you, what do you think, how do you picture making music for the block?
Well, you know what? Music for the block was never something that was done. And until, I kind of remember Snoop Dogg talking about the LBC. You know, and it became something after that other artists started talking about their area, you know. But it's a traditional. Well, yeah, they do the area code, but Snoop, in one song, he used the LBC, you know, and he was labeling different areas, and it worked for him. But that was a side song on one of his albums. That wasn't his major song. You know, the one thing that people forget is that you have to have something of substance for the world, not just for your neighborhood. And then you might acknowledge on your CD that, you know, a song about your neighborhood as a secondary song. There's nothing wrong with having pride from where you came. You remember Ray Charles, Georgia, you know, you heard New York, New York, you know, so there's nothing wrong with that. But the thing about it is that I don't think that should be the one that you think is going to take you to fame. I think that you have to realize that you have to create something global, something that everybody can embrace and understand, and then you can slip that other one in. You know, I mean, it works like that, you know, because the formula has been done, you know, and other artists have talked about where they're from and their, you know, the area codes and what have you, but that wasn't the song that launched their career as far as getting embraced by, you know, the globe. You know, when you think about it, there's nothing wrong with it, but it's not the one that's going to be the ride and the ticket to stardom, I don't think.
Cool. Okay. We all entitled to opinions because we definitely, and I agree with what you're saying, but like you said, put it on the map. When something is new and everybody follows, when something is new, it's new and it's in an innovative stage, but when everybody continue to copy, then it becomes saturated and it's no longer interesting.
True.
Would you guys agree with that?
I somewhat do agree with it because I can remember Frank Sinatra's San Francisco, you know, didn't he do I Left My Heart in San Francisco? And he did New York, New York also. But, like, he was the only one, him and Ray Charles, Georgia, for a long time, that seems to be the only ones that I can remember that actually had radio play. But they, you know, they were embraced by their states. And San Francisco was embraced by the city, but New York... You know, you think of the population of New York, and you've got a winner. You think about, you know, the population of Georgia, and Ray Charles had a winner. So, you know, they took it on a bigger scale rather than just my neighborhood, you know. When we talk about neighborhoods, I think, you know, the LBC, Snoop Dogg was one of the very few that could bring a neighborhood, not a major metropolis or a state, that got worldwide play. But, you know, I think you just, you have to be blessed. I think the right time, the right place, and blessings. That's what would make a local the blossom out all the way around the country. I mean, you know, I mean, I could say to Charlie V, have you ever been to Washington State? Charlie V, are you there? I think maybe somehow we've lost Charlie V, or he's on mute. You know,
I had it on mute.
Oh, okay, you like poetic. He hits the mute button also. Charlie, have you ever been up to Washington State, up here in the Pacific Northwest?
No, I've never been to Washington.
Okay. See what I see now? You know what? That's why I say, now, if I did a song about Washington, you couldn't embrace it, because if you haven't been here, you're going to go, what the what? You know? I mean,
exactly.
It might get your curiosity stirred. But other than that, it's not a song you're going to go out and buy, because you have no memories of here, you know. So I don't know how many different ways you could look at it, other than
the person that might do it
and gets fame, it's a blessing.
How about this? Let's say you are, you're saying, okay, you see murder and all of this stuff is going on in your neighborhood. And, hey, a lot of songs have popped off and they've made it really big. But let's say you're talking about the murder, robbery, and all of this stuff that's taking place in your hood all the time and the calamity. Well, in the gangster fighting and a gangster this, there was an era when gangster music was hot. You guys remember that?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Okay. And the gangster, don't get me wrong, and it definitely came out of the Compton area, and because really they kind of put gangster music on the map. But is that considered music for the block now, or is that mainstream? Your thoughts. I want to know, Charlie, what's your thoughts?
Well, a little bit different. I think that was mainstream. I think technology has totally transcended and made things a lot different when it comes to making music for the block. You know, when you talk about NWA, I remember NWA back in the day. I had wax on NWA. I had cassettes on NWA. There was no way that I could actually burn a NWA off the internet and, you know, make copies of it or anything like that. So they had to have some sort of mechanism, you know, between, you know, they had to have some sort of major mechanism between them and my local area to get their music distributed internationally. You know, now when they make music for their block, you know, these guys will make a song, go in the studio, burn it down to CD, or do whatever, put it on the internet, and don't have no concept of distribution, or don't have no concept of even social networking skills, you know. And, you know, it just becomes a neighborhood hit. There's no mechanism of design or promotion behind it, you know. But when I think of NWA, yeah, it was gangster rap, but it was gangster rap commercialized. And, you know, Ruthless Records put, you know, they had investors on that stuff, man. They had people that helped them push that gangster rap all the way across the world, you know. So it's a little bit different now, you know what I mean? You know, that was a major, that was the industry back then, and they tapped into it, you know. So I think that it's a little bit different now, man. I think, you know, And then, you know, and then I think the accessibility to technology has made, you know, it made everybody either, you know, either think they can do it or think they're who they're not, help people who are really talented get their ideas out and their product heard. You know, so I think that it, you know, I went back, you know, to when your question is that, you know, that ruthless record mechanism was a way different mechanism than we have today. You know, and they had to do some serious investment and some serious work to go behind it to push it. Because I'm from Houston, and I remember, you know, Dope Man, all that, you know, back when I was a kid and had the wax on it.
Well, the thing it is, that was an era. That was an era. Don't get me wrong. It was then versus now. You know.
Let me do this poetic. We got somebody with their hand up. Let's see what they got to put in on this. At this point, caller 843-758. You raised your hand.
Yeah, how you doing? I was coming in when the gentleman earlier was talking about the branding and the uniqueness of the commercial side here. I was going back to that if we could, and I'm bringing it back. But I think that most sight of what it is, it's your niche, depending on what you bring to the table that's going to make it different. Because everybody has a demographic that they can catch hold of, and it's how they put it out there. So, like you say, you got to become a home favorite, and the home favorite pushes you out. It becomes a domino effect. But if it's something that's out with quality, it can be almost your timing of how does it go global, if that makes sense.
And, you know, I got to – what's your name again? Because I didn't catch it. You coming in.
My name is Kenneth Smith.
Kenneth. Hey, Kenneth, I have to agree with you. It's about timing. Because don't get me wrong, as we were speaking earlier, I believe that the gangster music had a movement. It had a time, and it had a time release in which you could capitalize on that music and make some serious dollars because of the fact that it was new.
Right.
It was the new thing.
Right. So I would say it to you like this. Say, for instance, going back to the old school, at one time you could not come into the church and do hip-hop. So people now, this is a movement of time where a lot of people are doing holy hip-hop. So the first one that pushes off a holy hip-hop is Lecrae. Lecrae is selling it. Lecrae started singing. He's the highest indie paid artist and moving more records without being under a label. He's independent. So it depends. You know what I'm saying? So I look at that with the numbers. It was his movement to jump in now. But still, nobody has capitalized on gaining a hot holy hip hop Christian artist. They gotta have somebody, when I say, to contend with him, because right now he's making a legacy or a movement, but he opened up the door for other holy hip hop ones, but there's nobody doing the other stuff in the game, as I would say.
You brought some serious weight with what you just said, and I have to agree with you that there's more holy hip hop coming out and it's sounding a lot. It has a different feel to it today, where at one time it was in a sense I would say it had a little corny feel at one time, where today, It's actually sitting within the realm of what people, the listeners, like to listen to, but yet it's got the message of the cross that it has. They're trying to the meat and potatoes of the message that need to be delivered, and it's sitting in a way that the young artists could receive it.
Right. And that's what I tell a lot of – yeah, I understand exactly what you said. That's why I try to tell the artist when I'm running them through an artist development program. When they come in the door, you might not agree, but I'm saying this. Some things that hurt a lot of beginning artists are looking for those shows to make them overnight. nobody wants to put any work in anymore, so they're not looking for originality. They're looking kind of just busting through their talent. That's like if you've been on a job for 20 years as a lead person, you got a youngster come in, and he just wants to up the ladder or become your boss because he can do the job faster, but you're wiser. I said to this point, I think I'm glad to be on the call, first of all, tonight. I'm giving an East Coast view versus a West Coast view, but I've been on both. It was like the guy said earlier, if you've never been to Washington, you know what to expect. But I've been to both, and I run a label on this side of the East Coast, but I deal with artists from your way as well, and it's a different work ethic that they have. So I put all that into it, too. What is your work ethic? What kind of time are you putting in to get where you want to be? How many people are trying to get on calls like this? The line should be full so they can get educated.
You said a mouthful when you said Washington, from the West Coast up here in Washington to the East Coast.
Yes.
You find most of the artists on my side are so laid back. They
mm-hmm.
don't understand the hustle. They don't understand
mm-hmm.
that they have to put in the time to achieve a goal. They feel that it's coming, okay?
You almost killed me
when you said that, because you said you use the East Coast side of yourself. And, I understand what you're saying. I really, really understand what you're saying,
right,
and I respect
right,
it
right.
a lot. Because there is a difference between the East Coast hustle and the West Coast hustle.
Yes.
All right, guys. We're getting ready to take a brief break in a few minutes. Rod Dog, if you could prepare a brief commercial coming up for me, because, I can't see the board. But
okay. You're trusting
SCO2.
Me for the commercial. You're trusting me.
Let's leave it alone. Tonight, guys, we have technical issues. So I am the commercial. How about that? www.hiphopnational.com. If you are not locked in and loaded right now, this is the time. Upload your music today. www.hiphopnational.com. We are a marketing firm to help you present a professional portfolio to the inside circle of the music business. And we want your music. We want it here. We want to support it. www.hiphopnational.com. Now back to the topic. All right, guys.
Very good.
Charlie V, I know you got me on mute, so I'm going to wait just a second. Okay.
Can I do this, Poetic? Can I do this? Callers.
Sure.
305-316. You raised your hand.
Oh, I was just letting you know I'm here.
Claudia, Mia. What's happening, Claudia?
What's up? How's everybody doing?
Nothing much. Claudia,
very well.
Tonight, everybody, this is Claudia Mia. She just tuned in, but we want to get your thoughts now that you're just tuning in, and then I'm going to go into the next topic in a few minutes. But what's your thoughts on making music for commercial value? Versus making it for the block. You got the
floor. Versus making it, I'm sorry, I lost you there. Making music, making commercial music,
versus making it for your block.
For my block, like my liking.
Your personal block, your personal area. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. You got it.
I think what you're meaning is like making music for the general public instead of making it to your own, like the music that you prefer to make. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, go ahead. Let me hear it from that perspective. You have the floor.
Well, if you're trying to get in business, it's not about what you like. You kind of have to study the market a little bit, in my opinion, and kind of like have a mixture of both things. It's you have to be you, be original, but you have to also at the same time stay current with what's going on. Otherwise, it makes it difficult for the people in the music industry to fit you, to be able to, you know, kind of ride with the waves, like when you're doing a mix or something. If you're music is completely off from what's already playing, it's hard for them to even mix it in. So there's got to be some kind of, like, you know, a compromise between your own creativity and what you like and what is actually going on. You know, you can add your spice, but you have to be able to have a format that fits in with what's going on.
I said, give me a 4 more miles and then.
All right. Well, man, if you could, put yourself on mute, and if you need, you're going to be talking in the background. We'd love to have you definitely included. That way I don't mute you, and when you're ready to talk, you could just come back in. I would appreciate that. What I wanted to say is, and I'm going to you, Charlie V, to start this off. Kenneth actually spoke of the spirit, the holy hip-hop. And we were talking about that little movement. And I wanted to get you guys' thoughts on this, because if holy hip-hop is breaking off with Lecrae, and, you know, and he's hitting the market and he's capitalizing on it, could that be considered commercial play today? Or is it still yet not at its peak? What's your thoughts?
Well, I mean, my thought is this. You know, most people, they say, they'll tend to say who they know. You know, Lecrae, I've been in the Christian hip-hop since I left Virgin Records in 1998. There are so many Christian artists, you know, and people don't realize, they don't know, they hear Lecrae of today, they see Lecrae getting a Grammy, but they don't really know how Lecrae had to grind to get to where he is. You know, Lecrae, you know, he lived in Houston, he lived in Dallas, he lived in Atlanta, and he moved around, and I'm sure he's still moving around doing what he has to do to get, you know, to take his artistry to the next level. You know, at the end of the day, you know, Lecrae is a Christian artist. He's a holy hip-hop artist. But at the end of the day, he's an artist. You know what I mean? And at the end, you know, one thing about it, doesn't matter who you are, what genre you're in, it still does not negate the principles of pushing and pushing and pressing to the mark to get to what you know or you desire it to be. You know, nothing ventured, nothing gained. Nothing in, nothing out. Where I come from, Houston, there's a slew of holy hip-hop artists. I mean, you got your Von Juan. You got your 007. You got Bizzle, who now lives in the Houston area from L.A. You got Lil Rascal, who is one of the pioneers of holy hip-hop, but way before Lecrae. You know, but there's a difference. You know, I don't know what the difference is. I don't know. I'm not the one to say what other people are doing to push their product. But at the end of the day, no matter who you are, you know, if you, you know, you can break out. Look at Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy been pushing records from his computer since he was 15 years old. You know, but the thing about it is that it's not about the art or what their artistry is or what genre they choose to work out of. It's about how you push your brand. You know, are you willing to do what it takes to get your brand out there or go where it takes to get your brand out? I come from Houston. Everything to me in Houston is slow. I know what happened to me when I took my brand of Ideal in 1994 to California. Out of Houston. Next thing you know, we were a platinum-selling group. It was how we got out of our local market. No, we never forget about where we come from. You know, I don't suggest people do that because you have to, you know, throw my key is this. Don't throw back the rope and it be a slick rope. When you throw back the rope, put some knots in it. Go back to where you come from and help somebody else who may not have the same opportunity. Teach them or show them the way. You know, now you can't save everybody, but the thing about it is this, is that, you know, but you have to have some sort of hustle no matter what your brand is, whether it's holy hip-hop or gangster hip-hop. You know what I mean? You got to have some sort of hustle about your brand and how to get it out there. So I think that's the biggest thing with Lecrae. You know, Lecrae worked his stuff. You know, he, at the end of the day, he, I don't know him personally, but I think, you know, he probably deserved what he gets. You know, and you do too. You keep pushing your product, you keep pushing everything that you're doing, you're going to deserve at some point to get your just due as well. So that's my thoughts on it, and I hope I said something.
Yeah, I think you did.
I think you said a whole heck of a lot there.
See, he ready to jump in. Ready to jump in. Shoot it, Rondon. Go. Get him, boy.
You ain't right. But you know what? He said something that you have to realize. To be successful in this business, you know, there's 24 hours in a day. You might have to spend 18 hours a day at it. You know, there's no 8-to-5 clock you punch to become successful. You might have to put in the overtime, you know, lack of sleep, you know, lack of seeing your family, being on the road. You know, there are sacrifices in making yourself known and getting out there. You know, the one thing about getting out there, it's a lonely road when you get on the road, trying to get people to notice and embrace what you're doing. You know, they say you don't miss home until you leave home. Well, you're going to pay the price. You're going to pay the price, you know, and if that's what you want, then you need to put yourself in a position that you can pursue that road. You know, one can't have 10 children and the rent's due and call yourself going out of town, you know, trying to promote your record. You need to get a 9-to-5. You know, your life pattern is not going to allow you to hit that road as hard as the individual that's single, that's motivated, has no children, has been practicing and waiting for his opportunity and has his suitcase on the bus, you know, and his ham sandwiches in his sack, and he's going to go for the road to be successful. There are sacrifices. You know, the mental pressure, the economic pressure. Sometimes you're going to be considered poverty-struck trying to get to success, but that's the sacrifice. And when we talk about these individuals and what have you, maybe they need to write more books on what they went through, because, you know, we're painting a glamorous side of now he's there, but you got to realize you got to work to get there. What did you go through?
That's the truth.
You see, because that's the thing that's going to help others understand what they've got to go through. You know, just because we talk about those that are there now, how many, you know, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches did they eat? You know, how many times did they have very little money for gas? How many Christmases did they miss? You know, all these things are relevant to understand that once you get yourself in the point of understanding sacrifice, commitment, putting yourself in a mindset of trying to find and achieve success, these are all the things that you have to realize that those artists have gone through. You disagree, Poetic?
Oh, no, man. I wholeheartedly agree with what you're saying. And because it takes, I mean, nobody knows your story, and people don't realize that it does take the grind to make it happen. Now, I just want you guys to know, for me, I'm cruising through this thing in a Rolls Royce. I got the silver spoon in my mouth. It was given to me. That's why all of this seems so natural. I'm lying. And people who know me know that this is a grind. It makes it, it's something that you have to put your heart into. You have to believe in it. You got to believe in your dream. I don't care if you got the only product out there that and this is one story that a success story that I really like. Chicken Noodle Soup, and all of you guys are probably familiar with that song, Chicken Noodle Soup, how it came through the bottom and it became a hit. It became known, well popular, got them well paid. But the thing it is, the song, in my opinion, wasn't the best song. It was them promoting, and they didn't get it out of order. You know what I'm talking about, right, Charlie D? Not getting the promotion.
You're right. You're exactly right, Poetic. You're exactly right.
And that's what it takes. You got to push through the envelope and make it happen.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't happen any other way. You know what I mean? You know, and you can't be passive or lazy. You know, I don't care what it is. I mean, that's not even just with music. That's with anything that you want out of life. You know, I just don't believe that you get anything without sowing seeds of whatever it is that you want back in return. You know, you got to put your, you know, a good farmer knows how to sow a seed and doesn't stop planting the seed. You know, you got to plant seed, even though some is going to fall on some rocky and thorny and stony and birds going to pick it up and everything, but you can't stop pushing your seed, you know. So that's with any, that's a principle, you know, no matter what it is. Somebody might not be in the music business listening, but you still have to, no matter what it is that you're trying to do, you have to push and push and push till you get to the mark of the calling that God has given to you. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm in the children's entertainment business. I've never been in the children's entertainment business before. You know, and I don't have anybody that I could call to tell me how to do it to this day. I've been in it 5 years now. But, I mean, I push and I push and I push, and next thing you know, people like what I do. So I'm able to put it in a city, get a little bit more vision, push to the next level, and keep on going. So I don't think the principles change, man. It don't change that for nothing, you know. It just don't change.
I agree. I 100% agree with you, Charlie. We got Claudia on. Claudia, what's your thoughts? You there, Claudia? Claudia got us on mute, man. Y'all see how it is? we gonna go to Kenneth. Kenneth, what's your thoughts, sir? And Kenneth got us on mute.
You know what? I got to say this to you. We just got an alert from Blog Talk, which says we are currently under a DDoS attack. This means intermittent issues, and so they want us to be a little patient. They say they're going to clean it out. But I got a question for you, sir.
What's that?
I just checked with my wife. Man, I've never heard the song Chicken Noodle Soup.
Dude, you got to Google it. You got to Google it.
No. Listen to me. I didn't say there wasn't a song.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Because it was
my region
DC,
of the country.
It's like, okay.
I've heard it before because you mentioned it once before. I checked it out. But as coming up and in time, it was not a song that it came to the Pacific Northwest. And I heard you mention that song. And then I asked my wife, I said, do you remember? You brought it up a few times before. And the funny part about it is that I would like to have said that it was big up here, but it didn't make it. Now, I'm not saying that it didn't make success in your area or on the East Coast and what have you, but because it probably did. But
it's one of those songs that you can Google and go to Wikipedia, and Wikipedia is going to give you the down low on it and how it really hit.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't say that it didn't. I just said not here.
I got you. I couldn't tell you that because I wasn't there. So I totally agree with you. Songs do hit certain songs will hit a certain region, but the financial success proves it by numbers. That,
well,
you know,
did the kids make financial success in that, or was it the studio that produced
the label nine times out of ten really got it, but it was a song that BET definitely embraced. VH1 was hitting it, using it, and I'm doing it, and MTV was playing it.
Okay, so what you're saying is the song was successful for the label, but where are the kids now?
On December 6th, huh? Couldn't tell you that.
Okay, so they were exploited by the label. The label made money.
Nine times out of ten. I'm just talking about that, Ronald, the label making the money and them being exploited, that's on another topic. I agree with you that they probably were, but the song even played on Saturday Night Live.
Okay, I didn't say that the song did not make a successful level. But what I was trying to do is this. Since we have young people that are listening, that I'm just trying to let them understand that there are label industry songs that have made it big. But I asked about the children that were in that. Did they go on to have a career? And that was my question.
This is my personal opinion. It was a one-hit wonder.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, it was a one-hit wonder. It was a kid bop type of song, and it actually made it success based on that because it was something new and innovative for the kid genre of music. Now, see, like Charlie V-Nim. Charlie V-Nim is out there working, hitting the pavement with this brand. Tell me a little bit about the brand, Charlie V.
We've lost Charlie V. Somehow he got dropped off the board.
Another victim to this Blog Talk thing. It's okay. But I do want to share something, okay, based on what we were just talking about. This is something that I read today, and I wanted to share with you guys. It says, one day a young lady was driving along with her father. They came upon a storm. The young lady asked her father, what should I do? He said, keep driving. Cars began to pull over to the side. The storm was getting worse. What should I do, the young lady asked. Her father said, keep driving. On up a few feet up, she noticed 18-wheelers pulling over. Also, she told her father, Dad, I must pull over. I can barely see ahead. It is terrible out here. Everyone is pulling over. Her father told her, not to give up. Just keep driving. Now, the storm was terrible, but she never stopped driving, and soon she could see a little clearer. After a couple of miles, she was on dry land, and the sun was out. Her father said, now, pull over and get out. She said, "Why? But why? Why now?" He said, get out and look back at all the people that gave up and are still in the storm. You never gave up, and now the storm is over.
Oh, that was beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. 843-758. Is this you, Charlie B?
No.
No, this is Kenneth.
Kenneth, okay, we've been having issues with Blog Talk, so I saw you raised your hand.
Yeah, I was getting back in. You guys were calling me, and by the time you called me, it cut off for the last comment.
Okay. Kenneth, did you just hear the story that I just read?
I heard the whole story, yes.
All right, what's your thoughts on that? The girl never gave up. Her dad told her to go through the storm, go through the, keep on driving, keep on driving. There was a storm, and everybody else pulled over. They never made it through.
Longevity is what I get out of that. Actually been through some of those myself. No matter how it looks ahead, keep your focus on where you're going. Trouble might be through your trials and tribulations, but you got to know it's not going to last always. Longevity, longevity, focus.
And Radar, what did you get out of?
Well, you know, I thought it was a beautiful story, you know, but I've got a sense of humor. You know, I had a twist to that story. When he told her to get out, you know, it was a point, you know. I like the way the twist in the story. See, my mind went one way and you brought it another way. And I think it was an excellent story. It was a vision for those that have a dream, you know, that no matter what, people are going to fall to the wayside, you know. And as Kenneth said, you know, you got to persevere. If that's what you want, then you got to keep working towards it, you know. Like the little train, I can, I will.
And we got Claudia. Claudia's still on deck, right? Claudia, what's your thoughts?
I'm having issues with my phone.
Oh, okay.
That's
okay.
All I can say.
Okay.
I can hear you.
Okay. Well,
let me do this.
Story.
We got another line that just popped up here. 757-227.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, this
pretty
is
good. Who are we talking to?
Yeah, I said I got to call in and support the brothers because it was a wonderful, you know, talk about the way Poetic explained it. It's like it was beautiful, but it also showed how you can have courage even in the darkest times, that there's still light you can shine. And it's like it had me thinking in the scripture when the man lost the faith, and Jesus asked the man, why you have so little of faith? Because the ship was sinking, but it's like he was trying to show him. And it was like in the same category, like when you have faith, it's like you see that all things are possible, that you don't give up, that you keep winning the race and moving forward. And it's like you know that through every dark, cloudy day, there's a bright, sunny day. So it's like almost like a test of your faith, your strength, your endurance, your mind. Everything is like all at once, and it's like making it through the storm, even though the storm seems bad, but we know that it only lasts bad for a short time, but the brightness seemed to always overcome the darkness. So that's what I seen through that, and I thought it was an excellent way that Poetic put that, you know, showing how when the father said, keep driving, and he was showing his daughter that if she believe and have the faith that she'll make it. And it's like she was running through the race, but eventually she hit the finish line. And it's like it's like never stopping from improving. You know, like you keep on going. And you know that ladder seems long that you're climbing, but you know eventually you're going to make it and reach the top. And it seemed like life is that same way, like obstacles are there, but it's like you're pressing past them.
Wow.
You know, persevering.
Wow. Dante, you came in toe-to-toe, you came in, weighed in, and just stopped throwing you 1-2 punches. Man, you were getting down just now. I appreciate that.
Oh, thank you.
I got to tell you, that was great. Now, guys, what I want to know is it's definitely when I come back, we're going to talk more on it, but we're going to introduce it now. Wordplay. When we're talking about wordplay as far as commercial value, okay, and then wordplay versus wordplay for music for your block. Let's start with the word play today that we hear on your block that could probably hinder the success of the movement of the record. I'm going to go to you, Dante. What's your thought? What do you think could hinder your music from going further with the wordplay that they're using today?
Actually, I believe not persevering, like only you can stop you. But I think...
Let's say I'll get a little bit more clear if you guys don't understand. The type of words that we use.
Uh-huh.
And the language that we might be using that could kind of hinder the marketability of a song.
Oh, okay. So basically you're referring to people that use language that's bad or derogatory, you know, not using
that
words that have a message.
Some words, let's say words that could be offensive to the ear, like calling a girl out by her name that she could be insulted by.
Right.
Or calling someone out by a name that they could be insulted by, not just girls. That right there, you just blocked out the possibility of that market. Wouldn't you agree?
Right. Totally.
Your thoughts.
Yeah, well said. My thoughts, you can actually kill the opportunity, because people that want to work with you, they'll assume that this is the way that this individual, you know, moves, and it's like they'll avoid doing business with a person like that, because they'll see that they're difficult, and they can see a lot to that, like the person is unprofessional, and that they know they have, it's like they've become like a product of the environment. And they don't see the level of them reaching change or the understanding the business of music and how to conduct themselves in a business, you know, world or function. Like if I'm around executives that want to be professional, you know, that's really have an eye for my music, you know, I can stop that process of them wanting to work with me, because they'll see that there's nothing. It's almost like, what way can I trust to work with this person if they're? It's almost like the same way that they felt about gangster music when it first came out on the air. Was like, how can I work with this person because they can be a real gangster? You know, you know, it's kind of an example of what a gentleman spoke of earlier. It's kind of like the way they felt about N.W.A. in the beginning. It took them a while to understand, okay, we're coming from this level of conscious music into shooting and killing a so-and-so. So it's like, what way can these business representatives work with a person that's coming hostile? Or am I going to have to be fearful for my life because this person, we want to talk business, but they're talking about murder, or is this just words being talked? Because the experiences, or is this person, can I trust to put money behind them, and it think, or is my life in jeopardy? It's like a lot to consider. That is an interesting question that you mentioned. Because it looks like it's a number of ways to look at it. Yeah.
All right, guys, I don't have no sound effects, but ding, 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 ding. My boy just weighed in. And I'm like, whoa, I think he just knocked them out the box. Hey, guys, we'll be back in just a minute. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Tonight we're talking about making music for commercial value versus making music for your block. Dante just weighed in with a 1-2 punch. We're going to see what we're going to come back with. We'll be back in just a minute. Y'all stay with us. You're listening to HipHopNationalRadio.com. Go upload your music today. We'll be back in just a sec.
Hip Hop National Magazine has everything you love about being part of the hip-hop generation and more. The magazine has A-list celebrity interviews from hip-hop national partner, The Valder Beebe Show, style, fitness, news, health, craft, music from all genres, artist development, also articles with business decision makers on how to succeed in the entertainment industry. Read Hip Hop National Magazine online and in print. Visit hiphopnational.com. Get your Hip Hop National news from the number one source, Hip Hop National Magazine.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
Okay, let's see if you're ready to promote your record. Hot music production? Check. Artwork and artist bio ready? Check. Advertising, marketing, and promotion. Let's begin. Start your buzz right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We're more than just radio. We have an exclusive magazine, a national flyer buddy system, an exclusive artist interview line, and we educate you on the way. And if you're ready, email us your MP3s today to mymp3@hiphopnational.com. Be sure to include the artist name, song title, and contact phone number. And after you email us, give us a call at 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555. Hip Hop National Radio, your platform for advertising, marketing, and promotion. Start advertising right here, right now, on Hip Hop National Radio. We're on standby. Email us and give us a call.
All right, guys, all right, we're back. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. If you guys can see me right now, I am amped. Okay, right now we're talking about making music for commercial value versus making music for the block. And just now we had Dante just came in, knocked him out the box. I was going to Kenneth, but Kenneth dropped off. So let's see if Claudia Mia is available. Claudia, welcome back. We'll be back with you like right now. Claudia, you have the floor. And Claudia is not there. Waiting and ready. Rodolph, give me your thoughts.
Well, you know, it's that old thought. The messenger.
All right, here we go.
Is that Claudia?
Yes, we can hear you now.
Okay.
We will talk about wordplay and the limits that it can create for you as an artist. What's your thoughts if the appropriate words is not used? You got the floor.
The limits that you can create as an artist?
Yes. I'm saying, okay, if I'm calling you a B, I'm calling you your HOE, or I'm calling somebody the N-word and other words, derogatory words, how, as far as commercial value, how much commercial value does that have?
Well, that is not a good thing. I don't think that having, when you express yourself derogatorily with other people or talk and use curse words and things like that, obviously the hip hop world is well known for having that being a natural, as you know, part of the rapping, and depending on the kind of rapping you're doing, there's a lot of different. It depends on the project. You know, every artist has their own thing. Some artists don't do that. Some artists are able to stick to a message and be completely, curse word free. And then there's others that they just can't go without saying a curse word in every other line. You know, I personally don't like it too much, but it kind of goes into you know, with the style of the music and if it fits in, depending on what it is. It could be for a movie. It could be whatever. It just depends on what it's going to be for. But I personally don't like, you know, that kind of language to be used in music. That's just me.
What's your thoughts?
What'd you say?
What's your thoughts, sir?
Well, you know, you know, there's a message in a song, and the artist is the messenger. Now, the messenger can hook you up with the girl across the room, you know, and you've had buddies introduce you to females in your time, and if he delivered the right message, then you could walk up to that person and smile and start a conversation. Well, if the messenger goes over and he provokes a fight and you walk up and you don't hear him in his delivery, there's a fight going on. The messenger is the one that sets the mood. And the mood that most artists or commercial work, they want it to be one that it brings about an action, dancing, romance, you know, motivation, you know, thinking, you know, changing and growing, you know, and, you know, all of those things. So, when we talk about an artist, he's a messenger, and his message has to be one that, you know, people can embrace without provoking the wrong mindset, you know. And when we talked about the gangster rap and what have you, everybody running around strapped. If you walk, run up to me, I got something for you with my gat. You know, all that kind of crazy only provoked problems. So, you know, what you have there is that, you know, there's a message in the music. And the artist is the messenger, okay? You got to pick the right messenger that you're listening to put your mind in the right set. And most of the commercial world is trying to set that type of mood that allows the mixing and the communication and the feeling of goodness and righteousness. So, you know, when we start to think about it, it's a message and the messenger. And, you know, if Obama sent someone to talk to another prime minister or president of another country, and the messenger gave the message in such a way that was intimidating and antagonizing and overbearing and demanding, would there not be a war?
Would it be?
Okay, see, so when we say those things and we think about those things, see how powerful the messenger and the message can be, and the world is not going to allow all those wrong messages that are going to provoke and create an upheaval or a discord in the, how would one say, the harmony of the public. They're there to protect the young children's minds. They're to protect, you know, so that's why we have the FCC and we have, you know, the parental guidance and the X-rated and the G-rated, you know, so when we start talking about the censorship, there's a reason behind it. You know, music goes in the ear and it affects the brain. That's all psychological. None of it's physical.
Yeah, don't get me wrong, Rondo. I'm an artist. Is it my responsibility to raise your kids? I'm an artist. It's freedom of speech.
Well, you know what the answer to that is? But do you know what the answer to that is?
What's that?
If that were the case, why do you have a lock on your front door?
Ooh, good answer.
Everybody's not qualified. Everybody doesn't have the proper mindset. You know, hey, when you start to put it together and you look at it and you go, oh, okay. You know, working here at Hip Hop National Radio, I hear all the submissions. And I go, where's this guy live and what is he thinking of? And why does he think that this is going to be something that the public is going to embrace? You know, and you've been through the mill with me. We've heard all kinds of songs, you know, and from drugs to, you know, killing to, you know, just acts of violence if you step to me, you know, or if you look at me wrong, or if you step on my shoe. And you have to start to wonder then, my God, a club owner's not going to play this, because how many times have you been in a club and possibly stepped on somebody's foot? How many places have you gone that you might have bumped into somebody by accident? They don't want to have that piped-in music. They're going to have a brawl in every corner.
Makes sense.
Now, what do you think about that, Poetic? Hit the bell.
Well,
I knocked it out of the box. Come on.
What came in there? Y'all saw that? Boom, 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 boom. Hit him fast, can't step back, and then get went back in there and hit him again. I like that, brother. I got to totally agree with you. As far as trust, everybody, you said everybody's not qualified. And trust. Why do you keep a door, keep the lock on your front door? Because you can't trust everybody who walked by that they won't come into your house and make a calamity, a disaster of your household. And that's a good
analogy. And isn't
that
the same way your mind is?
That's what I'm saying. That's a good, man, that was a golden nugget. You really dropped knowledge there, Raw Dog. Let's get Claudia's thoughts, because Claudia got a little boy, and I know she's protecting what goes, the value of what goes into his head. Well, Claudia, what's your thoughts?
As regards to the profanity and all that in music, I am not really into it because, I mean, they listen to everything, they try to repeat everything, and they don't know what they're saying. They have no idea what they're saying. That message, they totally, it's just bad influence for them. So I just try to keep him away from that until he's up, you know, at the age that he can, you know, be able to handle that. But right now, like, it's just there. It's just everywhere. There's not enough security for the kids nowadays as far as that's concerned.
You think it's the artist's responsibility?
Yes.
To censor him,
yes.
His
Let me tell you something. Let me just explain how I feel about the artist as it relates to bringing a message to the world. And, you know, I mean, when, if you don't know any better, and if it's something that is art, sometimes artists are not even responsible for the entire, you know, release. Let's just put it that way. You know, if you have a manager that says, okay, this is what I think you should do, and this is what I think you should do, and this is what I think you should say in this part of the song, because it's like what's in, or it's just going to create whatever. Sometimes it's not really the artist that comes up with these ideas. Sometimes it's actually the people that are trying to put them in a certain genre, in a certain, you know, to create, they want to create controversy, to actually gain, you know, more publicity or whatever it is. And in reality, what happens is that the artist falls into a situation where you don't really have a lot of control over that. I actually had a situation happen to me a long time ago as it relates to that, and I wasn't really crazy about it. I mean, I'm not saying anything on the actual song, myself. The song is a clean as a whistle on my part, my version. But then they threw some rap in there, and it was not what I expected it to be. But, you know, there was,
so,
I mean,
in other words, you didn't have control over the track. You was,
not over
you was
that.
You was a part of the track, but you wasn't the producer of the track.
I wasn't the producer of the track. I wrote the song, the lyrical part, but I didn't write the rap. The rapper and the producer decided that they wanted to keep it and have a dirty version and have a clean version, and I was like, I was not feeling it. The song was supposed to be, you know, a romantic, clean, you know, like a, you know, Valentine's type of thing. And then just they turned it into something that wasn't supposed to be. I was not crazy about it. I'm still not crazy about it. And as it relates to that, I don't feel comfortable, you know, myself as a musician doing. Now I have control. That's one of the reasons why I'm kind of like, you know, I'm in control of what I'm doing with my music and where I want it to go and what I'm going to. You know, you don't have to curse to relay the message. You know what I'm saying? I do understand that some people have this sense of realness when they hear somebody say a curse. Well, oh, that person's real because they're cursing and they feel comfortable in front of you. That's not necessarily so. That's, you can do that in the comfort of your home, in the comfort of your circle. But when you, as an artist, have the responsibility of bringing a message to the world, you know, that's major, and you just can't go out there like you're in your living room talking to your family or to your friends. Now we're talking about all kinds of different cultures, all kinds of different children, all kinds of different, you know, religions, and so you have to be very tactful how to approach if you are trying to be someone that is going to last in the industry. So it's very easy to go up in 1 second and go down the next.
Man, what's going on tonight? It's like this is a tag team tonight. Everybody coming in, boom, 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 boom. And I got to tell you, I'm picking up wholesome advice. Now, do you guys remember era when you had the Kid in Play, you had Fresh Prince, you had Georgie Porgy, Pudding Pie, Kiss a Girl, Made Her Cry, those kind of songs there? What happened to that era of the fun and entertaining music that the household could just embrace? Brother.
Oh, well, you know what happened? People liked those songs, and then they figured out those songs. And then what happened is they became too simplistic as far as their thinking. You know, the industry says that something simple won't work, but it will. The thing about it is that what you have are people trying to profess so much now. They lost the point of what those songs were good for. The songs you named, everybody could dance on those.
Well, don't get me wrong. Fresh Prince had a sitcom to come after his song.
Well, but what you don't understand, the music side. See, you got to go on the music side. They could play those songs and dance to them. That was the purpose of the music.
Before it's a hybrid.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Well, that was the purpose of the music. Music has a purpose, and a lot of people have forgotten that people like to dance to music. But instead, you get rappers that just want to go all over the top of it. They forget that people want to dance. See, they don't share the spotlight. When you talk about those people back then, a lot of them had music creators, and they put the lines on top, and the music producer said, now let the music ride. Okay, now, hey, come back in. They created the music for the party, for the dance, for the club, not for the artist to just go off on as fast as he could rap, or as explicit as he could be. You know, I've timed some songs, and from the beginning of the first five notes, you can hear those, and the rest of it is some conversation, some rap. Share the spotlight. See, a lot of people are producing themselves. They're buying these beats. They can't. They don't want to affiliate themselves with someone else's work. They're taking the spotlight. The team, the people that work together that do it. You know, rap has gotten to the point where Achy Breaky, well, whoever he is, Miley Cyrus's dad, he came out with a rap version of that. Why? So they can dance to it in line dance.
You're talking about Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yeah. He came out with Achy Breaky Heart with a rapper. Why? Because what's happening, a lot of the young artists are forgetting that people go out, drink, and want to dance. The artist doesn't have to be there. The product can be there. People can dance to it. They'll enjoy it. They'll buy it. But the artist, for every production he does, he acts like, uh-oh, spotlight on me. He forgets that the product, they might just want to dance. They might want to sit back and have a good tall glass of lemonade as they're talking with their friends and the music is setting the mood and they're saying the right words at the right time. See, they're forgetting that most of the artists used to be players. A player says the right words at the right time. Everybody get up and just shake your thing, you know? Or like a Marvin Gaye, Sexual Healing, or a Teddy Pendergrass, turn off the lights. You know? I mean, the words are important, not a bunch of words, but meaningful. And what is the product you're doing it on? You're doing it to music. What is music created to do? To dance, to romance, to motivate, to cry to reminisce, to change yourself behind the point of understanding that you're just not standing there by yourself with the situation that you think you're the only one going through.
All right. I want to see if you're an island that stands alone. Or do you have passengers? We got Claudia on deck, and we got Dante on deck. Dante, what's your thoughts?
Excuse me. Yeah, I gotta get a little of what's going on because I got sidetracked.
Oh, so you're a little bit behind. Just stay tuned. Stay tuned,
yeah,
Dante.
Stay tuned,
you just stay right there. Claudia, how about you? Did you hear it? Claudia, did you hear
it? Yeah, I'm here. I was going to comment on that, what he was saying. That is so important because you're right. A lot of times they get caught up and artists get caught up in having it be the attention on them. Like, rap is all right. Yeah. If you have a great message and you can actually set the mood with the right, you know, kind of music. Like, I used to like, what's the name of that group? Wait, hold on. I got to remember this because this is a very good point. You're going to agree with me. It's rap is very powerful, just like lyrical content, because it's spoken word. You're speaking to people. You're relating a message. You know, and when you have the opportunity to get in front of a crowd and actually, express yourself and give a message to the world, you want them to embrace that, whether it's in a dance song, whether it's just, you know, in a bar that you're chilling out, whatever. You want to be able to touch them in their heart. It's, you know, you can hear something and it can make you angry, it can make you sad, it can make you think. But if it's not delivered in the proper way, based on the location that you're in, it kind of feels weird. I don't know if you know what I'm saying. Like, haven't you gone to a place where the mood is not supposed to be a certain way, but yet the music is, like, totally off to, you know, it's like going to a lounge and having techno playing. You understand? Like, it doesn't fit.
It don't fit the environment.
It doesn't fit the environment. So it's very important, like, as an artist, to study that and to, you know, cater to the public, because that's really what you're doing. It's not about what you want. You're there to entertain people. And as a business person, the part of a business, of the artist, that should be more concerned, you know, you should be more concerned about is the business aspect of it. Because if you can't please your public, you're pleasing yourself. You can do that in your room. Sing whatever you want in your room. But if you're going to go out there, you have to make sure that you're going to go and you're going to deliver something that they're going to enjoy.
Now, okay, we got about 5 minutes total to the show. But I wanted to get you guys last tape because the show was about commercial value versus making music for your block. If there was any tips of advice that you can leave our audience tonight, Claudia, and I'm going to start with you right now, what would you say from what we were talking about tonight that they can use to possibly use it for commercial purposes? Let's say that they can get it into a movie, get it into a commercial behind the scenes. What kind of language or what kind of advice you could see that they can use that can help possibly market them to the next level? Your thoughts.
Okay. My thoughts on that is that, especially if you're trying to land a soundtrack or anything like that, you definitely, you know, it's your responsibility to make sure that it's going to be something that is going to be powerful and, you know, and the message is going to be related clearly. And like I said, it all depends on what kind of movie. It all depends. It has to set the mood of whatever it's going to be. It has to match. It's like when I write, I have to write and let the music talk to me. It's the same thing when writing a soundtrack. You have to have an idea as to which direction to go. But I personally think that it is very important to maintain your integrity as an artist so that you're able to, you know, cross over, make it to the, you know, you have to have respect for the world, period. It's just a function of having respect. Once you're established, it's like everything. You develop a relationship with the world, then, you know, you kind of have to listen to, you know, your own thoughts, like the feedback that you're getting from them and go along with that. Some people like that. Some people like the cursing. Some people don't. But if you're in a situation where you are really, really serious about your music, my personal opinion is I think you should stay clean and to the point and, of course, honest to what you're doing. Like, you have to be sincere about what you're saying, but just be considerate of the rest of the world. It's not just about your block or your town or your city. It's about the world, you know, because eventually that's what's going to happen. If you continue to move forward with your music, it's going to go beyond your block and beyond the city and beyond the country. It's going to be all over the place. So that's your responsibility as an artist to make sure that it's the right, you know, it's done the right way.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Right
on,
we got 2 minutes.
That's my own thing right now, by the way. You guys ever hear that song that I was talking to you about earlier? I said, if you guys ever hear that song that I was talking to you about earlier, just know that that was not on me. That was not my call. That's
well,
what
you got to send it to me, man. I got to hear that.
Oh, my God.
And then that way I could jump all over your neck and say, what?
I will send it to you. I would. It was like, you know, the name of the song is Lingerie. So you can imagine what this guy, the rapper, did. I was not feeling, I mean, it was such a pretty song. And it just, like, I can't, like, like when that happened, I really had no control over a lot of things. I really was not savvy as I am today about the business. I was, you know, very new. Like, I didn't know. I was just like, okay, you sing. They were like, okay, you sing this, and that's it. And then you go home. And then I come back, and I do the rest. And by the time everything was put together and pressed, I was like, oh, my God, what is this? Oh, no, no. I wasn't there when nothing dropped. I wasn't even there. I was like, oh, my God, this was not
right. I love hearing you talk, but I'm going to keep good timing tonight.
I know you gotta go, sorry.
I want to tell you like this, we getting ready to go to the music. But I will say this and last before I do it. Imagine making McDonald's approach you, say, I want you to make music for me. How would you do it? How would you sell it?
McDonald's?
How would you make it happen?
If
all
I
right.
did
I'm gonna leave that I'm gonna leave you with that thought and we'll be
okay.
back. on Wednesday. We're going to be back. We're going to be back on our next show. How about that? Sorry. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Now back to
Dr. A.T. Dr. A.T.
What's up, good people? It's your boy, Andre Lewis. Here's my single debut, Give Him Praise. And you heard it first on Hip Hop National Radio. Download it on iTunes and follow me on Twitter at Lyricist Lewis. Aight! Give them praise. Come on, don't be shy. We gon' give them praise. Yeah.
You have now entered into a realm like no other.
I'ma tell y'all people right now, ain't nobody else great.
Nah.
Who you know that can be named Alpha and Omega. You may need a lot, but this rock got favor. Ain't no coincidence like rock. Only one that earned king status from a prince. Nobody ever lived that can walk up in this prince. Ain't no blueprint simplified. Jesus Christ came to die. Love will make Marines holler. Hoorah, simplified. He got that power, much more than Kanye. Jesus ain't alive, it's just something that me conjured. Yeah, he came and died, but he rose on that thigh. Yeah, now he's in the sky, most high with a prophet. And he coming back, white horse with the strong arm. First you're gonna hear that trumpet blaring Louis Armstrong. Get the music right, don't be caught up singing thongs.
No,
read up on your words too and don't be quoting songs. Go ahead, I get a little praise.
Yeah.
Pay attention,
yeah.
Start repeating,
yeah.
It's the end of days.
Yeah.
Get down on your knees, let them know that he's amazing. He's amazing. He's amazing. Go ahead, I get a little praise.
Yeah.
Pay attention, start repeating, it's the end of days.
Yeah.
Get down on your knees, let them know that he's amazing. He's amazing. He's amazing. Jesus came and died for the whole.
Yeah.
For you and also for your homie.
Okay.
Holy Spirit's on the inside, you're never lonely.
Right.
Open up the pages of the Bible, then it shows me. I gotta live righteous, gotta live holy. Gotta stay humble, but in other words, lonely.
Yeah.
Learn about Christ, he's the life for your soul. Jesus is his name, and don't forget it like Toby. You can't be so arrogant, imitating Kobe.
Yeah.
When you go to the throne, but got a right to go bold.
Okay.
Snatch that back, things from the devil, that's what he owes me. Like the fact that I'm saved, I believe cause Christ told me. His hands, they still holy.
Yeah.
From hanging on that rugged old cross for my soul. He did it out the love of his heart. He never owed me. And that's why I love him, cause that's the first thing he showed me.
Now check me out.
Yeah.
Go ahead, I get a little praise.
Yeah.
Pay attention, start repeating, it's the end of days.
Yeah.
Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing. He's amazing.
Hey.
Go ahead, I get a little praise.
Yeah.
Pay attention, start repeating, it's the end of days.
Hey.
Get down on your knees, let him know that.
Omega, the creator,
yeah.
The final way maker, on top and ungreater.
Right.
So the Satan is a lying, full-fledged hater.
Okay.
He can hate all he wants, but can't stop God's favor.
Nah.
See, God can make it possible, possible. So how could you believe on what them doctors do? Working in a hospital.
Okay.
Jesus left a comforter, the Holy Ghost inside of you.
Right.
A filler and a healer, not a killer. He will guide you through. Serving omnipresent God that does not lose the sight of you.
Yeah.
If you need an open door, hit the floor and trust the Lord. He will meet your every need, humble cry.
Yeah.
It's the end of days.
Yeah.
Get down on your knees. Let him know that he's amazing.
Yeah.
Next on deck, Angel.
Play your music. Yeah. Woo. Yeah, she got my attention. So I just look and listen. Wishing I was the one to put her in a good position. But I guess she got her while her mind was still in good condition. And I ain't hating, I'm just saying it was real. Someone with her, but nobody else is paying the bill. And I wanna know how did this happen early. She ain't even tapping 30. She made her bed, but that don't mean she like her mattress dirty. Never see attitude, only see gratitude. So honestly, sweetie, I can't even be mad at you. Do what you have to do if you believe in it. But I swear that bed don't even look like you can sleep in it. But if you good, then I want out. Still wishing that somehow I can give you what you deserve from that sunrise to that sundown. Cause they don't make them like you, babe. There's no lie, two chains. They should call you Angel for your new name. Cause you make me feel. Told his mama she loved her because he didn't abort him. He just wanted attention, being somebody's fiction. And did her dirty so much it was almost like an addiction. Knew she would be his wife no matter how he was living. Asked me to take him in so his mama wouldn't enlist him. No, it's nothing against him, homie just wouldn't listen. Took advantage of something that most of us wasn't getting. I was begging somebody to give me a full commitment. She was doing his laundry and washing all of his dishes. Ain't no reason for cheating, I was the one who didn't. But he's the one with a chick that'll put 1,000% in. He kept doing the dirty until she finally caught him. Cause he thought that she bought it a lesson that she had taught him. I'm just glad that it's over, but never should have just started. Cause my best friend coming straight out of Trinity Garden. Cause you make me feel.
Next on deck, Young Fame, The Right Way.
Girl, let me buy you candy. Man can't do it right, he should understand it. Your cute flawless in the course outstanding. To the point I can't understand it. She ratchet, always gotta laugh at. Always wear the high heels with the matching jacket. Told her when I see her, I'ma have to spoil her. And when I seen her, guess what? I spoiled her. Now she in the drop top with the dual spoilers. Flexing through the city, now everybody on her. I ain't stressing, she know I does the right way. When we in the sheets, I let her have her all way. To the point where she leaves, she turn her back my way. Then she like, yeah, but what can I say? When it's done the right way, ain't nothing to say. Yeah. Baby girl, you stay on my mind and you my heart so get me higher. You know what to do, know how it rolls. You got your voice sprung, but I ain't gonna let you know.
Shawty trippin', she wanna be the main squeeze. I ain't tryna verse things, you know, with that relation thing. But anyway, don't let this slow us down. We ain't got a BJ, okay, just to run it down. I bought the flowers you love, you know the rose smell. Had to do the chocolate thing too, cause it goes well. With the guadaguadas that'll run it through the town. And you ain't gotta stunt too hard, just keep your strut, dog. We got the drop top that'll make the city watch. It's gonna be a great night, no strings laced tight. I got a day off, baby, let's take charge. She say I'm boss man, so she wanna break me off. But break me off,
break me off.
We gonna have a great night, damn love. I'm so far gone, no Drake Greyhound. But she still got my love wrapped like a rubber band.
Baby boy, you're still on my mind.
And the cutest at my next shows. I ain't trippin', I think I found a different flow. That'll keep us tight, straight back like a cornrow. She understands I'm all hustle and flow. So when I meet a winner, it's just money to blow. For fame, you the done and out. Gotta bring the glonics out, gotta bring the piffin' out. Nah, I ain't even gonna trip though. Mama got her own clothes, Visa in her own flow. She don't even need me, but she love the way I flow. Never worry about the next girl that's wrong. Would you be my world? The business keep calling me, no social time right now, cause the money keep calling me. I gotta take my time, search every nickel and dime, so when I get it, she gon' know that she mine, yeah.
Baby boy, you're still on my mind, you're my heart, so get me higher. You know what you say, know how it plays. It's not the right way, don't never wanna go.
Baby girl, you stay on my mind enough, you're my heart, so
get me higher.
You know what to do, know how it rolls. You got your voice sprung, but I ain't gonna let you know.
Next on deck, look up.
I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, for the sky, for the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky.
My life like struggle and pain, nobody gave a damn, it was broke. Working 9 to 5, paying bills to be broke. Writing rhymes in my room, hoping I blow. Searching on the web, trying to find me a show. Showcase my talents, it's dope. I got major plans, big dreams, you know. Never went to college, but ain't slow. Keep my head in the book so my mind can grow. Always on my grind, hit the block and promote. Hot mixtape so the world can know. Feel my pain in the fire way deep in your soul. Came from the slums where the weather is cold. Looking at the sky trying to clear my dome. Is it a heaven for a G like me to go? Write my life in the diary, the life of N.O. Nomad.
I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, for the sky, for the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, for the sky, for the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, for the sky, for the sky.
Anything is possible, looking at Obama. Winning the election, Mary J, no more drama. Party all night, celebrating, drinking vodka. Happy that my president is black, can't stop us. World new order, trying to feed my daughter. People losing homes cause they can't pay the mortgage. Projects tore down, rebuilt, can't afford it. Everybody looking for a way, can't ignore it. Hard times that we face, traps in this. Murder, crime, sex, and drugs, the world we living in. Taking steps day by day, I need the medicine. Getting high and drunk, trying to escape reality. Wonder if UFOs flying in the galaxy. Beyond human knowledge, it's way more than gravity. I look up in the sky, see the bird in the plane. I'm thinking to myself, I hope tomorrow ain't the same.
I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, for the sky, for the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky.
Sometimes it's overlooked. It is not one of the most familiar passages in the Old Testament. But I never will forget when I first came across it. It struck me as a passage having cosmic significance, because it says so much in so few words about things that we all experience in life.
I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky.
Next on deck, change the world.
Our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter. Dr. Martin Luther King.
Change the world. Change the world. Change the world. Change the world. Change the world.
We don't need no more bloodshed. No more gun flare. Enough people die too young. We need love there. Too many funerals, not enough graduates. Plenty of dope dealers, not enough advocates. We need leaders like MLK to step up and say it's gonna be okay. You got your whole life ahead of you. Too many federal. I hate to read about another DOA. Really, the world is yours. Use your mind as a weapon. No more homicide. Let's rise for the essence. It's time we correct this. There's too many of us dying on stretchers. What about mama crying, reflecting, trying to stay strong? Her baby ain't coming home because they gone. And that's wrong. Moment of silence. We gotta stop the violence.
Stand up for all you believe in. It could all start today. We could change the world.
We could change the world.
Outside, when all we trying to do is just live our lives. More love, more blessing without skin complexion. We all God's children, deliver you the message. Check it, mama, we can change the world. But first we gotta change the way we raising girls. Building strong women, abs, legs, and curls. When they stand up, they shine like amazing pearls. It's time that we rise up, fist in the air. You want that good energy, you get it right here. Living no fear, one light, I'ma live it up. Waiting for it all to ignite, I'm the distributor. L-A-R-U-E, call me the senator. First things first, we got a problem with the violence. It's time we speak up, bring reverends and preachers. The children need us, it's time we break the silence.
Stand up for all you believe in. It could all start today. We can change the world.
We can change the world.
Change the world. LaRue and Palmeri, we can
change the world.
Don't be scared, follow my lead, we can
change the world.
As a UNIT, we can
change
come on.
World.
It starts with you and me, we can
change
come
the world.
On. LaRue and Palmeri, we can
change the world.
Don't be scared, follow my lead, we can
it
takes a man to pull the trigger, bigger man to walk away. Too many young is getting pie. I hear them dying every day. Another angel fly away, another homicidal case. The family drowning in the pain. But he's alive another day. Right around for where you stay. Police around us every way. Another body on the ground. The killer always get away. A bunch of rats up in the race. Uneducated. That don't know how to use their mind, man. Elevated. Cause tomorrow's our promise. I'm not only being honest. It's a cold, cold world. Without using your knowledge. Wanna fatten your wallet, then go use your college.
college. Too many rappers lying about who got it. They neck chain rented, they wrist watch rented. They riding around, but they executed. Spreading that garbage and we ain't with it. Jawan LaRue, Palmeri, let's get it.
Stand up for all you believe in.
Next on deck, I'm a rider.
Man, I'm a rider. It feels good to be on fire. Man, I'm a rider. These dreams are gonna take me higher. Man, I'm a rider. I hit people up, I ain't no liar. Man, I'm a rider. I keep it.
Next on deck, Amazing.
Baby, you're the quarter. Everything about you. Special made to order. For a brother like me, yeah. Thank the heavens that I found you. Can't picture living life without you. You're the missing piece that comes.
Yeah.
your city. Ripping that last shell, I know. Don't worry, we gon' get it together. I'm building the foundation to help bind us together forever. You and I, see why. Times affinity, thank you for all you've given me. I didn't have the funds to provide. Four wings cut up, styrofoam, and surprise. But the look in your eyes, premium through my drive. Now come on the rise, and the chefs that we fly. Them stories that we tell, the voices of half shells. Every moment is its own fairy tale. This is the life you were designed for. Steps to the best from your chest to your nostrils.
Next on deck, Soul Back.
Show we gotta be going off. Before I go, I just want to let you guys know out here for all the artists that did not hear the submissions tonight, I want you to do is this. If you got your mixes ready, All you gotta do is go to www.hiphopnationalradio.com and send your mix into us. But remember, the language and the content need to be right. I'll see you guys next time. God bless. This is Dr. Ray T in the mix for Hip Hop National Radio.
Now you know who I am, now you know who I be. Now you know I got at least 1,000 that's rolling with me.
Let's get on the bus.
All right. I'm on the
bus. I'm on the
Thanks for coming along for the ride for another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop. Hip Hop. Hip Hop.